For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good afternoon, New Orleans. Hello to Southeast Louisiana and everyone around the world listening to the sound of my voice. Praise the Lord. How are you doing today, this midweek Wednesday? Pray your February's going well and the week is going the way you would like for it to. And if not, you know what? God's in control. God's got the plan. Just surrender and say, God, okay. Obviously, my plan didn't work. So I want your plan. Hey, it's the best way to go. Hey, brothers and sisters, does that mean we're never supposed to plan? Of course not. That's not what that means. You know, this is all a journey, isn't it? This is all a discovery, really. God, I believe God loves it when we step out and launch and we're in faith and we're doing our best. Hey, if it's a wrong turn, that's all right. He'll just correct us as we go. That's my point. But it doesn't mean you're not supposed to plan. That's terrible to just que sera sera and never get excited about life and say, this is what I believe God would have me do. No, you feel like you get the download from the Holy Ghost because he's got the orders from heaven. And you step out and you keep applying and keep going after it through the Word of God and through the Holy Spirit, through other people's counsel. And before you know it, you're on your destined road of what you're to do in this world. It gets to be very exciting. So we're talking about God's GPS. You know, it's really important to listen to God, isn't it? His guidance system, his Word, who he is, the Holy Spirit on the inside. Because you don't want to waste time making mistakes. I mean, I know it's part of life, but boy, as you get older, you just, you know, you don't want to do that anymore. You know, you don't want to have situations where you're constantly trying to figure things out. No, you want to yield to the Holy Spirit on the inside, the guidance system of God, and be able to do what he says to do so you can keep going on in your journey. I've got just a couple scriptures. Just a couple more thoughts along these lines. I had shared last week that you got to make sure you're connected to God. You know, and you might be out there going, duh. Well, let's think about it. Just because you said a sinner's prayer 10 years ago, are you still vitally connected to God? You know, do you right now have to say, man, Lord, that lady's making some sense. Am I connected to you? And make sure, examine yourself, make sure you're in the faith. Is God the one you go to constantly, or do you pick up the phone, or do you go to a neighbor, or do you go to your attorney? It's something to think about, especially in these last days, man. It's going to get important. I hope you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. If not, ask him into your heart, even as I'm speaking. But another important thing about God's GPS, you got to want to do what he says. You've got to want to go forward. Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. David saying, hey, I'm here. I'm ready, God. Show me. I want to go your way. Make me to know your ways. Teach me your truth. God's GPS.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.